Back insurance subsidies President Trump ended as unfunded by Congress. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A bipartisan plan in the Senate.
This uncertainty and dysfunction cannot continue.
Democrat Pat Murray's plan, and Patty Murray's plan, initially had the president's support. Not now. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, legislation to curb the growth of health insurance premiums floundering as President Trump reverses course on the deal.
I commend the bipartisan work done by Senators Alexander and Murray.
Speaking to the Conservative Heritage Foundation last night, the president said he continues to believe Congress will find a health care solution that does not include bailouts for insurance companies. A White House official says President Trump's statement was aimed at conveying opposition to the Alexander Murray plan. Dave.
Rachel, President Trump's fired off numerous tweets this morning about James Comey, the NFL, and the issue he created the other day.
The toughest calls I have to make are the calls where this happens. Soldiers are killed.
And one of those calls caused controversy. A Democratic Congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, claimed she was in the car when the president called the widow of a fallen soldier, saying she heard the president tell her, among his condolences, he knew what he signed up for. The president just tweeted the congresswoman totally fabricated what he said, adding he has proof. The White House vows an appeal after a judge blocked the president's latest travel ban, the same one who initially blocked the last one, Derek Watson.
While this order adds in three countries whose citizens would be restricted, including Chad, North Korea, and Venezuela, the judge said it doesn't explain why the entry of people from six mostly Muslim countries would be detrimental to the U.S.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. NFL owners and players have huddled up to talk about the social issues that have some players kneeling during the national anthem.
The owners could come alongside us and we could collectively, collaboratively work together to actually create some change.
Eagles player Malcolm Jenkins, they did not address ending the anthem protests. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. That you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, we help keep you safe. With security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance. So you can feel at home, wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling for less than a dollar a day. ADT. Home. Safe home.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Two Navy sailors are dead, but not killed in action.
Serious concern at Naval Station Kings Bay, Georgia. Two sailors are found dead in the same home, only 4 days apart, and officials fear the deaths are a result of drug overdoses. A 25-year-old sailor was found on Thursday after his wife reported him missing and shipmates tracked his car to the home. The second sailor, a 26-year-old assigned to the USS Wyoming, was found on Monday with both hands on a phone and a white foamy substance coming from his nose. The Navy releasing a statement saying that they are supporting law enforcement investigations, quote, while also reinforcing the resources and systems we have in place to deter, detect, and treat illegal drug use. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Officials in Somalia tell the AP there have been two arrests in connection with Saturday's truck bombing in Mogadishu that killed more than 300 people. An American woman rescued in Pakistan last week after being held hostage with her family is now hospitalized in Canada.
Canadian native Joshua Boyle made the announcement regarding his wife, Caitlin Coleman, late Tuesday. Boyle says Coleman was admitted Monday. He did not specify why she was taken to the hospital. The couple and their three children were rescued Wednesday, 5 years after Boyle and Coleman were abducted in Afghanistan on a backpacking trip. The children were born in captivity. The family returned to Canada late Friday. Boyle now says the Taliban-linked Haqqani network raped his wife repeatedly while in captivity and murdered their infant daughter. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are higher before today's trading. Baseball's defending champs, one more loss away from being swept out of the playoffs.
And now Hendricks back to work, and Andre Ethier sends one deep to right.
That homer helped power the Dodgers past the Cubs 6-1 on TBS. Chicago's now down 3-0 in the National League Championship Series. Game 4 is tonight. In the ALCS, the Yankees got even with the Astros in a 6-4 comeback win to tie the series. Game 5 is today in New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, it's just fun to see because you got the best players in the world playing all out with great intensity. It's the best pitching. It's the best hitting, except if you're in Chicago. Oh, well, young Austin Berkland was right. The Cubs are gassed. I mean, they have nothing in the tank.
Dang it.
And it does matter that the Dodgers are freaky good. They were freaky good, then freaky bad, and now they're back to freaky good. And I don't know who's going to beat the Dodgers. I guess the Astros could. But the Yankees say, hey, it's not over yet either.
Could we do a four-game sweep, though?
Well, I think, was it not 2 years ago? Somebody can text me. But wasn't it 2 years ago at the Cubbies were swept by the Mets in the NLCS? I thought they got swept. And then they won it all. And then they're back, and it's been kind of a year. And here they are in the NLCS, and it's been kind of and not very good. Was really fun, the National Series. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose. Diane Ducey with our weather.
Good morning, Stevie J. Up to 72, 50 our low tonight with clear conditions. Sunshine again tomorrow, high 74, down to 50 again. 79 the high on Friday, down to around 54. Saturday's high at 75, only up to 68 with showers in the forecast by Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 46. ESPN 93.5.
It really matters, as everybody knows, who you're playing. And when you say, gosh, the Cubs can't hit, it has a little to do with Yu Darvish. When you throw the ball at the knees on the corners and you really have command of a curveball,
yeah,
it's just different. So you're at the highest level. You're with the team that was certainly the best all year and then had about four flat tires and then regained control of their stuff. Dodgers were unbelievable. Remember, Dodgers were 50 games over 500. 50! Think about that. 50 games. They were like 92 and 42. Nobody's ever done that.
Right.
And then they, for whatever reason, they lost like 100 in a row. And then they kind of came back. So anyway, I think the Cubs are obviously, I thought they'd win last night. And it just, you know, I've watched these sporting events for many, many years, and there's nothing there. It just, you know, when, long time ago, remember the Flying Illini in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Flying Illini, you say Kenny, I say Battle. You say Kenny Battle, Kenny Battle, Kenny Battle. Kenny slipped on the floor in Minneapolis. We spent too much octane to get out of that second round. Got to Seattle, we were flat against Michigan. How do you explain that? We just spent too much energy getting out of Minneapolis. It's the same thing. Cubs spent too much energy getting out of Washington, I guess. Tonight, Arrieta, yeah. I hope they get one. But Dodgers are, they're a load. They are a load. And how about the Yankees beating Houston? Now, Dallas Keuchel, he's the best pitcher for Houston pitches. He kind of owns the Yankees, so this is kind of it. If the Yankees can win tonight, then obviously they got a real shot. But if the Yankees lose tonight, she's over. There's not going to be two wins for the Yankees in Houston. By the way, I think the Yankees are like a year or two ahead of schedule anyway, so they've had a wonderful year with their youth. The Working Dead. Most American workers are zombies. Dan, you're not a zombie. We're not zombies here. Jerry Acuff, workplace culture specialist. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, CBJ. Great to hear your voice.
How in the world we're not? We want to wake up happy. We want to wake up excited to drive to the office. And you're saying we're just zombie-like. Give me the data here, Jerry. What tells you this?
Well, the data is pretty clear. I mean, the truth is studies show that about 55% of all employees are not engaged, 17% are completely disengaged, and only a third are engaged. Now, the engaged people are not the walking dead. The walking dead are in that sort of that 72% that, are either not engaged or disengaged. But essentially, it's a leadership issue because these people that are zombies are people who have, you know, they feel they don't have a future. They've lost their passion, their zeal for work. They're living paycheck to paycheck, and you just do what they have to do to get by. But that's a leadership issue. Mm-hmm. That's a hiring issue. That's a culture issue. That's, make me feel important issue. And it's about 75% preventable. But the truth is, You know, we've consulted with 15 of the top 100 companies in the world, all over the world, and I can tell you that only about a third of them are really well run.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I was just going to say, how many managers are in place that are promoted because it's their turn versus managers because they're good managers?
Well, the truth is, so many companies don't even prepare people for management. I mean, we do some work with companies who actually spend time getting people prepared. In the company that I worked in, you know, I was in a 2-year leadership development program. They made me read books like The Human Side of Enterprise by Douglas McGregor, which is 60 years old. But it's an incredible book about the fact that people want to work. People want to succeed. People want to achieve. And if you're a manager that believes that, then you're going to inspire people. But if you're what they call a Theory X manager, then you believe, okay, these people don't have any choice but to work, and you got to drive them like crazy, or you're never going to get anything done. And there's too many managers that sort of have that philosophy than, you know, that we're a motivating leader and we're always on the construction site.
People want to have purpose. They want to have, you know, reason to go in versus, I am a zombie, I don't have meaning, they don't care about me, versus I got to make some decisions on my own in my own little world here in my area, and then I have to report to XYZ. But people like making decisions, don't they, Jerry?
Oh, yeah, people want to be involved. I mean, if you look at one of the things I do, people text to 96,000 Jerry, they'll actually get the 7 questions you ought to ask on a job interview to find the job and the boss you want. The key is to interview the boss and to find out that the person that's going to lead you, is she the kind of person who develops people? If she is, then she's going to ask you for your ideas. She's going to ask you, what does it take to make you inspired at work? What other things can she do to help you be more successful? And if you're not working for that person hasn't promoted people, then they're not likely to promote you, and they're not likely to develop you. So, you know, I do think people want to be great at work. All the studies show that of the things that motivate workers, money's like number 7.
Mm.
You know, the number 1 thing is the ability to do meaningful work. Number 2 is recognition, and we're not very good at that either.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Jerry Acuff's in Texas, right?
No, actually in Virginia, but I sound like I'm from Texas or from Memphis, which is where I'm really from.
Ah, Memphis, Tennessee. So you're an Elvis guy. I can tell.
I am from the redneck capital of the world, and damn proud of it.
Yeah. Well, what the heck, man? Why don't you go back into Memphis, Val? Come on.
Well, I ain't going back into Memphis for lots of reasons. The main one is my wife won't let me.
I see.
Jerry, we have a good friend down in Memphis, south of Memphis. His name is Warren Honeycutt, and he's kind of a former bodybuilder, Mr. Tennessee, kind of keeps us on the straight and narrow with health. So I'm going to call Memphis this hour, so I'll have to tell him to say hey. But how do people find Jerry Acuff and get some of your workplace talent?
JerryAcuff.com. Very simple, JerryAcuff.com. Everything you ever wanted to know about the Memphis Flash.
You know, I might be on an island on this, but I really like the Elvis movies. Didn't you like Viva Las Vegas with Ann Margaret?
Listen, I love all things Elvis. When I first moved to Memphis, I lived in an apartment complex where I could hit a golf ball to Graceland.
Come on.
Back then, you could walk up to Graceland and just walk up to on the front porch.
Did you ever see him there?
Got crazy.
You ever see Elvis there?
No, I didn't, but I have a picture of my mother with him in Hawaii when my mother, you know, was probably 25 years old, and she was about as good looking as he was. Now, none of that stuff came to me.
I'll tell you what, there's only one Elvis Presley, right? I mean, man.
That's it, just one.
Jerry Acuff, you're the man, buddy. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Stevie J. Good to talk to you, bud.
Thank you. Well, he sounded Memphis, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
We'll call Memphis again. Warren Honeycutt, it's a Sugar Buster Club meeting in about 20 minutes, so stand by for that. Jerry Acuff saying, you know what, and the stats have been out there a long time, but I think it's sad that 72% of us aren't very excited about
work.
You spend most of your life
Darn
there.
It.
So what would it take to become excited? I think people, again, what did he say? You want to be involved and you want to be recognized.
Recognized.
Money
pat
is
on the back every once in a while. I know.
Money is seventh.
Well, that's why I appreciate Habib bringing on the leadership so that some of our area bosses kind of take note of some of these things too and get some tips about how to have a vision and how to get your employees involved. H2, I think on Facebook, Habib, if you want to get some tips locally, that's a good idea.
And all those Ken Blanchard books, you know, all those one-minute manager things, those are really good.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's check your sports headlines. So sorry, Cub fans.
Right.
It doesn't look good. You know, it never looks good when you're down 3-0.
Right.
So
6-1 was the final yesterday with the Dodgers on top. We've got an 8 o'clock start again. A lot of my Cub fans are all groaning about this start.
Well, you know,
7 o'clock tomorrow.
It was over by 11, though, because it was 6-1. Wrigley Field was emptying out. And, you know, talk about a difference in a year. You can probably go to StubHub and pick up a ticket for like.
I know, for face.
I'm going to check while Diane does sports.
Oh, how much, no.
Because it's available if you want to go to a Cub game.
You want to go tonight, Stevie?
No, I'm busy. But I
see? Alex Woods on the mound for the Dodgers, and the Cubs are sending Jake Arrieta to the bump. Kyle Schwarber had a first inning home run. That was good.
That was.
And then
it felt
all downhill from there.
It felt like it was going to be a windblown kind of a high scoring. Then this Andre Ethier, who's 36 years old and for whatever reason was in the lineup, hits a home run, but it's an on home run. He hit a home run to right. And, you know, how they have the guy's face and name on the lit board?
Yeah.
He hit his name.
Huh.
That's pretty weird. You couldn't do that 100 times.
Wow.
1,000 times. Anyway, it was Austin Ethier got him going. It was tied at 1-1. And then
Chris Taylor, top of the third.
Who's Chris Taylor?
Right.
I mean, this guy's had a magnificent year. He had hit 3 grand slams, hit a long home run last night.
Right.
Year. Anyway, got to try and get him tonight.
That's right. And the Yankees over Houston 6-4, making things interesting. That series tied at 2 apiece. They really took off in the 8th inning, scoring 4 times. Now let's move on to basketball, since the NBA season has begun. Pacers will host Brooklyn. The Bulls play tomorrow, and Nico Meritis is going to get surgery on his face after a fight during practice.
Oh, boy.
I know. Also, Illinois Golf, third place. Nick Hardy tied for second overall.
Yep.
And Illinois Tony Adams, the 6-foot cornerback, has a shoulder injury in the Iowa game.
He's out.
And now he's out.
Yeah, we got kind of banged up after Rutgers. So that's too bad. Some injuries at linebacker. So we'll see. We are 14-point underdogs. We play Minnesota in Minneapolis, 2:30 kick. Oh, by the way, I can get you in the game tonight for only $75.
Okay.
And for the playoffs and the National League Championship Series, last year that had to be 400.
It was four digits.
Thousands, depending where you're sitting.
Right.
This gets you in the house for $74 on StubHub this morning.
Okay.
So that's somewhat different because the energy has left the building and I don't know if I think that it'll be sold out, of course. I'm sure it will be. But they're obviously everybody's nervous now. I thought they'd win last night.
Right, me too.
Well, mostly, I mean, and if you win one, you just keep playing at least. You extended a day, but I don't know if anybody thinks the Cubs can win one. The Dodgers are, again, the Dodgers are the best team by a lot, and then everybody doubted them at the end of the year, and now they're back to that best team thing because I don't know how you beat them with that pitching. I mean, do you realize that the Cubbies were 0-30 against right-handed Dodger pitching until late last night, like the 8th inning we got a hit? They're just totally shutting them down.
Yeah.
It's just when the Los Angeles bullpen has given up 0 runs in 3 games, 0, it's hard to beat a team when you can't score on them. Here we go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, brought to you by your friends from Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
High 72 with sunshine, 50 our low tonight, 74 to 50 the temperature range tomorrow with sunshine and clear in the evening. Sunny and high 79 as we wrap up the week, down to 54, partly cloudy. Right now 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you on this Wednesday by local Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Mike Kessel.
By the way, Blackhawks and St. Louis Blues play tonight, too.
Oh, boy. Got some hockey going on there.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, we're going to return in just a few moments. Wendy Patrick from San Diego, legal expert. Colin Kaepernick files a grievance for collusion against NFL owners. You're telling me that with all that legal power that he has a chance against the NFL? We'll see. And then Warren Honeycutt, Sugar Buster Club meeting 15 minutes away. ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, IBM's new cloud business was dramatically stronger than predicted in the recent quarter. Analysts are saying its upbeat earnings could signal a turnaround for the company. IBM sales have been declining for years. Its cloud, cybersecurity, and data analytics division sales increased 11% in the recent quarter. IBM's overall sales were still down from last year. Anthem is starting its own pharmacy benefit business. It will partner with CVS Health. The new Anthem plan will launch in 2020 when Anthem's contract with Express Scripts expires. Anthem and Express Scripts have been battling over prices. The Dow crossed the 23,000 mark yesterday, but then retreated before the Wall Street close. The Dow was up 40 to 22,997. The Nasdaq down a fraction, the S&P up a point. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by our office, 1701 Broadmoor Drive, Suite 110, for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I'm here with Stone Seed Rep Tim Wood. What's taking place in the soybean harvest this season?
80-plus bushel soybean yield, Steve.
80-plus bushel?
That's right.
What varieties are performing with this high consistency?
Steve, Extends 3116, 3527, 3827, and our new 3628.
All right, call Tim Wood, 493-2295. That's 493-2295. Stone Seed. We know Illinois. From restoring damage in just one room to an entire building, turn to the ServPro cleanup team that served our local community for the past 25 years. The ServPro of Champaign, Urbana, and Vermilion County restoration specialists are trained and here to help. When fire or water damage strike your home or business, strike back by calling the Green Trucks or visit them online at ServProChampaignUrbana.com. They're faster to any size disaster, and they'll make it like it never even happened. ServProChampaignUrbana.com.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great ways for you to get closer to nature. There's miles and miles of hiking trails, lakes and ponds for fishing, canoeing or kayaking, a campground for camping, and a golf course to enjoy an afternoon on our beautiful 18-hole golf course or try out foot golf. And have you heard? The Kickapoo Rail Trail is now open, a great multi-use recreational trail between Urbana and St. Joe where you can hike, bike, or run over 6 miles one way. Go to ccfpd.org. That's ccfpd.org to see what the Champaign County Forest Preserve District has to offer to get you closer to nature.
Are you getting more on television? Wendy, do I see you more on Fox? What's going on with you now? Come on.
pretty much. There's a lot to talk about.
Wendy Patrick is legal. She's smart. She's an attorney at law. 524 in San Diego, California. Nice of you to wake up and sound perky.
Always a pleasure, Stevie.
Okay, Colin Kaepernick, kind of north of you, former San Francisco quarterback anyway. Files a grievance for collusion against NFL owners. What will he have to show?
Well, he's going to have to show exactly that. In other words, it's not a coincidence, but it's a conspiracy. Collusion requires two teams getting together trying to deny him employment, or one team in the NFL. So it can't be each team deciding in and of themselves that he is unhireable, or that they decide not to hire him for any reason. It's got to be that level of communication. So, Stevie, it comes down to this. There's optics, and then there's evidence. The optics are bad. it looks like, particularly with some quarterbacks getting injured and, you know, you'd think Kaepernick would get snapped up. He hasn't been. But does that prove, is that circumstantial evidence that the teams communicated with each other, at least two of them, in an effort to deny him employment? It doesn't prove that. You need more.
At least two of them. Okay. Because he walked away from a deal. So he had a deal and he walked away thinking he'd get more. The bottom line is this. I think I try and reverse this stuff to try and figure it out. If Colin Kaepernick were Aaron Rodgers, would he be signed? The answer is absolutely yes. Well, what about he kneels? Doesn't matter. If he's good, they'll excuse everything. But the fact of the matter is, he's not a very good quarterback.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the arguments, Stevie, that people are making is, you know, he does have a lot of skills, but he's not the top of his game. Now, there's counter arguments on the other side. I've been hearing people come out and say, oh, there's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
No,
he's the best player ever.
No, he's not.
He's only 29.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because he can't, even if he was the best player ever, the fact that he'd become radioactive, it may be game over for him, and these teams may be deciding they don't want to take a chance on him separately.
Yeah.
So these are some of the problems when you've got this kind of an up.
Yeah.
So remember, lawyer was on TV last night, who I like, Mark Yarago, is great, good lawyer, but he said that he suspects they might have a smoking gun.
Mm.
Now, you could imagine that might mean communication between two of the teams, and that would be a game changer. But we haven't yet seen that. We're going to wait and see what they produce.
I'll be very surprised if Colin Kaepernick gets a nickel from anybody on this. We'll see. Could the Mandalay Bay be liable in the Las Vegas mass shooting? Could they be liable for this? Hmm.
Well, that's a tough one. Remember that in order to hold them liable, you have to prove they had a duty to the victims that they breached. And, you know, duty is in the eye of the beholder, as I always say. You know, you think that people do and don't have a duty to protect you, when actually legally that might not be true. They'd have to prove that Paddock was a reasonably foreseeable hazard. Now, how do you do that? How do you prove that Mandalay Bay should have known? Particularly because this is a guy who is a known quantity. I mean, he got comped at a lot of Vegas hotels. He was a high roller. Because they knew him, they presumably didn't think he was the kind of guy that was going to build an arsenal in his room and shoot up the concert venue. And remember, sure, they count cars. I mean, you live on video when you are in Las Vegas, and people are looking for things like that. The security is looking for people counting cards. They're not looking for guests and counting luggage taken up to the room. So you've got to grasp at straws to determine whether or not you could argue somehow they had a duty. And then secondly, Stevie, was it breached by something they did or didn't do? That's an uphill battle.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. All right, Wendy, we appreciate you. Keep up your fine work. Keep up all that you're doing. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Wendy Patrick from San Diego, an attorney. So we'll see. Colin Kaepernick's got to prove collusion. Would these NFL owners get together on the phone and say, hey, let's not hire this guy? I just don't think that goes on.
Well, they're having a meeting right now.
Yeah, they want it. What they're talking about now is business. Our numbers are down on the ratings.
Yeah.
Some people aren't buying the tickets. We're losing some energy because we're getting into politics.
Losing some sponsors with that national anthem protest.
So, I mean, I just say this. Do you think if Colin Kaepernick were incredibly talented, people would hire him? Yes. The NFL excused domestic violence. And if the guy can play, don't you believe in second chances? I mean, you rush everything. It's not... The guy isn't very good at quarterback. I'm telling you, he's not a good quarterback. Is he as good as some of the second team? I don't know. I don't know who's out there in the second team. They never play. They're there for insurance. But in the case of Aaron Rodgers, there's some petition going on in Green Bay. They want him to sign Colin Kaepernick. He's not going to help your football team. So if somebody is perceived as a lightning rod and he's not very good at what he does, why do you hire him? Now, if he's a star, then you start going, well, he has a right to protest. It's peaceful. You excuse stuff when it benefits your bottom line.
Well, I feel like when he first took a knee, some people were saying, oh, he's just doing that to grab a headline because he's struggling as a quarterback.
He's not a good quarterback. He's not. And he walked away from his contract. Whoops. Bad call. You should have stayed employed. He's making over $1 million a year. So now he's got to go the legal path to get some money. All right, Sugar Buster Club meeting. You can always text in 359-2255, 729.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 34.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Accused of being insensitive to a military widow saying her husband knew what he signed up for, President Trump tweets, Democrat Congresswoman totally fabricated what I said to the wife of a soldier who died in action, and I have proof. Sad. Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson says she was in the car during that call and tells CNN.
He's cold-hearted and he feels no pity or sympathy for anyone.
President Trump, meantime, is opposing a bipartisan plan to pay for lower-income Americans' health insurance subsidies.
The president gave an A for effort, but
I continue to believe Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies.
President Trump, who spoke to the Conservative Heritage Foundation last night, has cut off subsidies for health insurance companies, a move that has some states threatening legal action.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family-operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full-system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Are you sure you're on track to reach your retirement goals? Wondering how much money you'll need to last your lifetime? Whether you're retiring in a few weeks or a few years, we can analyze your needs and create a plan that's right for you. Find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
I'm just wondering how people experience that, where LeBron is saying that he felt that letter was racist. He left Cleveland.
He said race was a factor.
Race was a factor. My apologies. Mm-hmm. That race was a factor with that letter. He said that's in GQ. Because I think the way some people might experience this, I could be wrong, is that LeBron put his own personal agenda, the feel-good story, going back to Cleveland, he put that ahead of himself playing for a guy who wrote that type of letter. Because a lot of people would say, hey, once he writes that letter, you don't ever go work for that man again.
He has crafted this story in a way that he wins at the end with all of it. He went from famous to infamous to more famous, from popular to unpopular to more popular. He wins everywhere. So when you say, this is throughout sports, this isn't just with LeBron.
Sure.
When you say, yes, he chose himself first, of course.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh, well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
AutoZone presents your headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. And upgrading to a brighter light can really maximize your safety. Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two single Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Capsules or a Twin Pack. So visit your local AutoZone.
With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence.
Let's get you what you need.
Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Well, do you know your credit score? Busey is raising awareness about the importance of using credit wisely for Get Smart About Credit Day, which is October 19th. That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
56% of U.S. adults do not know their credit score. Average U.S. household debt carries about $17,000 in credit card debt, $137,000 in total debt. Know what you're getting yourself into. Read the fine print on credit applications. Busey suggests getting your free credit report, kind of check where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you make timely payments. Find the right card for you. And don't get a credit card for the sake of getting a credit card.
Right. And that happens in the college stage of life, it feels like, where you have so much pressure to start getting a credit card.
Well, if you get a credit card, and it's good to do it, just make sure it's all paid off.
Paid off every month.
They give you like a $1,500 credit, kind of check you out.
Right.
And then you pay everything to zero, and then you kept getting, then you get a, like thousands of cards coming your way as far as offers and all these other things. Busey professionals want to help you preserve and protect your credit using their years of experience and helpful tools. They've got them. Call 800-67-BUSEY, 800-67-BUSEY for a complimentary credit consultation, or visit one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. And if you want to shop local, we encourage you to shop at CMI. You get your cleaning from somewhere. You get your stuff for the bathroom and the kitchen. Why don't you put CMI in your circle of trust? Going local creates more local wealth, local jobs, which is what we all want. And CMI is locally owned and operated by Betsy and Brad Parks, who spent their lives in Champaign-Urbana and raised their family here. They love your business. Let them get a chance to earn it. You need paper products, floor equipment, soaps, liners, laundry service. Put female-owned and operated CMI in your circle of trust. 359-6262, online, CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com. Well, it's been almost 2 years ago where we had a guy named Warren Honeycutt on the radio, and he said at the very end of our interview, the worst thing you could do is put processed sugar in your body. So I explored, I quit sugar, and I felt better and have not looked back. Ladies and gentlemen, and every Wednesday we talk a little health. Our Sugar Buster Club meeting convenes now with Warren Honeycutt down in Memphis, Tennessee. How are you, my friend?
I am great, Stevie J. How are you and Diane this morning?
Great. We're just trying to hold the line and hang in there, falling off wagons here and there. And
you know what? When you fall off the wagon, Warren, you just can't sleep well at night, I'm discovering. You deserve it. I went to a Krannert had their corporate party for sponsors yesterday, and the food was delicious, but they had a dessert table with chocolate and strawberry and lime, key lime pie mousse, and they had white chocolate bark with dried fruit on top and toffee, and I just took one piece.
That's really good.
And you know, when they do their little key lime mousse, it was just little shot glasses full, so it was just a little tiny serving.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I just tossed and turned last night. I think I was paying for that bad choice.
Well, you know what, Warren, and it's when you pass by, and it isn't easy, and I'm not saying you don't do it, but I would have had probably a chocolate-covered strawberry last night. That's probably all I'd have done.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be too much of fuddy-duddy on fun events. But you know that it's like this. Okay, if I there's some things that are really, really good, and then when they're done, they're really, really bad. I think ingesting things that, you know, I get a kick out of Pepto-Bismol because they say, take Pepto-Bismol and don't worry about what you eat. I mean, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Don't eat the bad thing, and you don't need Pepto-Bismol.
That's right.
Or Alka-Seltzer, all these other things. You avoid the bad, but we know what it's like. You know, it's like you have a drink or two, and if you indulge, you feel awful. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. Everything in moderation, you could probably survive. But Warren, sugar is a really compelling deal. It's hard to walk away.
It's addictive, Stevie J, no question. And there's been studies, and we've mentioned on the show, as far as the brain is concerned, it does the same thing to the brain from a perspective of being addictive as cocaine and heroin does. And there's been several studies pointing out that it's even more so than heroin and cocaine. So, you know, this is something that is just recent. And, for, you know, for years we've never thought anything about sugar being such a culprit. But, Diane, congratulations. And what I mean by that is this. When you get your body acclimated to good food, it rejects bad food. And it wasn't really probably guilt, though I'm not saying there wasn't a little and okay, but in all probability, it was your system rejecting that sugar, even in that small amount. I've gotten to the point that, and I've mentioned many times on the show, I love ice cream, but and would do it about twice a year. But now, when I do it, I mean, it's like 2 days, and it's like, you know, it's just not worth it.
Right.
And it, one of the things, Stevie J, that I covered, and I do Facebook Live now 3 times a week, but I've got a little segment called What in the Health is Going On?
Hmm.
And the latest CDC, Center for Disease Prevention and Control, came out with our latest obesity rates. They're 39.8%.
That's obese beast. I mean, that's big. Yeah,
that's clinically obese. Another 35% are overweight. And
but wait a minute. 74% are not at the proper weight in America.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
You know, I was in a lobby yesterday. They're starting to make the seats a little bigger in the lobbies. Yep. And I was noticing the regular seats, hardly anybody in them. And lots of those big seats were taken.
Well, four out of 10 are clinically obese, and they're predicting, Stevie J, at the current rate, well, it's not a prediction that is hard to do. All you have to do is a little third-grade math. But the prediction is by 2025, we will be 50%. And that's, you know, the seats and everything are bad, and the airlines are looking, Diane, at, you know, making the seats bigger.
Yep.
And there's casket companies now that sell oversized caskets.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the question. Of the 4 in 10 currently that are obese, how many of the 4 are happy? Happy with how they look?
That's true.
How many? Yeah, none. That'd be none, right? Zero.
I would say probably none.
Okay, so none are, and they've been battling probably addiction because, maybe it's a food addiction too. Well, it's just hard to stop, and you're stressed, and you're sad, and you're happy, and you're angry, and you're all these emotions. And you're going to the fridge and doing all these things to kind of get through it.
Yep.
And you've kind of given up because people have kind of accepted you that way.
Yeah.
When in fact, there is such a better place across the street where the grass is much, much greener.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's a great way to put it.
It all comes down to a decision you have to make within your core that says, I have a strong enough why to go through what it's going to take to get this done.
That's it.
And we don't have a strong enough why. Well, I want to live longer. That's just too out there.
Yes.
I mean, I want to sleep better. That'd be nice, but what is it going to take? I'll be uncomfortable doing this. And there's just not a reason. We don't have a strong enough reason to change.
That's it. And unfortunately, almost all of the clinically obese, if they're not there in bad health, they're heading there in a very short period of time. Very short.
What about this? I come up with 100 ideas a day, 99 are not so good. But what if the health industry, on their own, rewarded people, like really rewarded them? We spend, how many trillion do we spend on bad health, and how much is caused by being overweight?
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot.
I mean, you think a knee problem, back problem.
There's a number.
Feet problem.
There's a number somewhere, and I have no idea how to do it, but there's a number out there that would tell somebody, I'm going to give you thousands and thousands of dollars to drop this weight. Thousands and thousands and thousands. You'll probably save money.
Right.
And they are some companies that are using wellness programs, Stevie J, that offer those kind of incentives on their health premiums.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people are at least beginning to be aware. Now, what they're not aware of, unfortunately, and even nutritionists, the biggest culprit in us being overweight, there's two, processed foods, but primarily sugar.
Yeah.
Mostly sugar. And Diane and I have seen now for 2 years people that just cut back on sugar below 30 grams, not to get totally away from it. I mean, I will take in 3 or 4 grams of sugar a day. But the point I'm making with that is this. When you cut it back, you instantly lose weight, look better, feel better, think better, sleep better, and that's just getting rid of sugar.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, we talk about it till we're blue, but if I said to an individual, I'll give you $50,000 a year to cut the weight and keep it off, would they do it?
Wait a minute.
Because if you have a coronary bypass or a bad knee or a bad back, you'll spend $80,000.
I mean,
you're up 30.
So if you say,
okay, you weigh 500 pounds, you have to get down to 180 and stay, and we'll pay you $4,000 a month to do it. The medical industry will save money.
Yes, I agree 100%. And unfortunately, we have... And you're ostracized if you point these things out. But if you're standing in the middle of the road and you're trying to stop a car from going over a cliff, Stevie J, that's a friend. That's not an enemy.
Yeah, you're right.
They're not trying to stand in your way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in America, we have begun, as Diane just said, totally accept. And I'm not talking about accepting people. People are, I mean, every person is worth the world. And that's the reason to bring some of these things out, not the reason to keep shut up and saying, I accept you as you are.
Yep.
That's not what we're talking about here.
We're talking about extending your life. We're talking about giving you a better life. We're talking about when you have more acute thinking, you can make better decisions in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all, listen, you started this whole thing 2 years ago. I appreciate you, Warren. Listen, how can people find Warren, and how do we get on the Facebook Live?
Oh, well, the Facebook Live is on GetHoneyCut.com Facebook, or you can go to Warren Honeycutt, and we post those right after the show every day, and we keep them up. And we get into what in the health is going on. Each day I give a healthy recipe, and then also get into some of the things, Stevie J, that you're doing in your fitness program.
Yep.
And, helping people understand there's little things that you can do. And we're just having fun with it and, looking for broader audiences, of course. But that's how you get in touch with me, or go to GetHoneyCut.com. And there's, a lot of good things there.
And entertain yourself for folks. Google image Warren Honeycutt today and take a look at a 64-year-old that looks 30.
Thank you. You're
the man, buddy. Thanks as always.
You guys, thank you. Have a great day.
That's Warren Honeycutt, our Sugar Buster Club meeting every week.
And we have somebody chiming in at 359-2255. They would do it because it would be cash in their pocket. The spending is by the insurance company, so it does affect the person directly.
Well, the point of paying somebody $4,000 a month to stop being obese is to say, what would it take to make you do it? Because nobody's happy when you're 300 pounds overweight. But there's a lot of issues involved.
Mm-hmm.
There could be some issues. You need some counseling. It's just hard, and you are addicted. It's a real deal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 7:48. We are all excited about Mile at the Pines, which is coming up November 12, which is not far. Ed Maynard and Mike Lindemann have joined me in the school. Ed, how are you?
I'm good, Stevie.
Nice to see you. I want to get you good and close to that.
That's right.
Red Bicycle ice cream, is that what we're doing?
That's right, Red Bicycle ice cream.
You started Red Bicycle ice cream right over here next to me. Tell me why? Didn't you retire?
I retired from the university. I was looking for a second career, and I was looking for something, and I thought, well, maybe I should be a baker, but I didn't like baker's hours.
Mine's November 12, and this is kind of the hot new running thing, isn't it?
It's huge. It's the largest growing event in the country.
And a mile is different to train for, but it also doesn't quite take what it would take to run a marathon. So, Ed, do you run?
I do.
You look like a runner.
I'm ready to run a marathon first Saturday in November.
So you run, and then you eat a gallon of ice cream, then you go run again? Is that?
That's my morning
routine.
Isn't
that kind of a struggle for? We're just talking about sugar and stuff. I mean, everything in moderation. I had a strawberry cone from your place. It was fantastic.
Well,
real strawberries are fine, by the way.
My sugar intake is moderated by my mileage for the week.
But you can kind of burn all that off. How many miles a week will you go?
I'll go 53 miles this week.
Mm. Really?
Man.
53? Like the Monticello and back?
Not at all.
Kind? I know, but still. And so how fast can you run a mile? Are you going to do this?
I ran a mile last week just a little over 7 minutes. I'd like to be a little faster. I'd like that number to start with a 6.
Yeah, Mike can do 5.
In my old days.
In your old days. What was your best ever?
428.
Wow. Mike Lindemann, body and soul.
Roger Bannister. Yeah. Come on, baby.
428.
Dang, that's fast. Well, okay, so what do people do to come to the Pines November 12, Mike, to run our Mile at the Pines? What do they do?
Well, you can go to mileatthepines.com and sign up, and there's events for everyone. There's 9 different waves that we're going to do, so you put in what your time would be, and we place you in that wave.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun and unique, and we're excited about it. And your ice cream shop is going to be open. Is it 12 months a year?
No. We're going to close on the 12th, but we'll be open for that. We'll be happy to provide prizes for the third place.
And then back in the spring or summer?
We'll be back in April.
Well, you're a retired guy, for crying out loud. You don't need this. You got to go run 53 miles. 53 miles, Ed. That's a long way.
It is, but it's good part of the routine.
How does Red Bicycle Ice Cream fit into the formula on this Sunday at 1? Are people going to come in and have some ice cream they run?
We'll be open. And, people want to, cash in their gift certificates, celebrate their achievement. That'd be just great.
And you make your own stuff, man. You're in a bathtub back there stirring it around or something, right?
We're going to make 3 flavors this morning.
That's pretty cool, Ed. Ed Maynard and Mike Lindemann have been in our studio. MileAtThePines.com, MileAtThePines.com. Get registered November 12th. No matter what, you're going to have the wind at your back because they're going to switch the course. If it's out of the north, you'll run north-south. If it's out of the south, it goes south-north.
That's right. That's awesome. I was out measuring. We're going to make it a fast course.
Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you gentlemen here, MileAtThePines.com. Ed, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Good to see you. Ed Maynard, Mike Lindemann in our studio. ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:51. Sports, Cubs lose. That's it.
Yeah.
No more sports than that.
Dang it.
I think it's over.
Oh.
I mean, what happened, man? They lost.
Lindemann, you're a Cubs fan, aren't you?
Cardinals fan.
Kind of like.
Okay, yeah. He says kind of like.
Stevie J says Illinois football is going to win again this year. You don't say when. I said, no. This year, Illinois will win again. Thank you. I'm here all week.
We can do that.
We're going to win again this year. Did you know that? And you know what? Illinois is going to be right there in the fourth quarter against Minnesota this Saturday. Book it!
Let's do this.
Come on, man.
Go Illini.
Every year my teams are undefeated in my mind. Steve Suderman, how are you?
Hey, I hope you're right about Minnesota.
I think man. I think you this team is young. You can't predict them. And I think we're going to bounce back and put up a show that you're going to say, where'd this come from?
We'll see how fast these kids could grow up. Hey, you were talking with Warren about falling off the sugar wagon.
Yeah.
As a nearly 12-year reformed smoker, I fall off the tobacco wagon in my sleep.
Really?
Last night I dreamt I smoked a cigar. And then I found matches in my jacket. It was just creepy. But do you dream about sugar?
I don't have...
That's probably good. It's a strange thing how addiction can...
I don't have that. I don't have that problem. My problem has been late at night eating, and I've done a pretty fair job at that. But, I mean, it's sugar. I'm not, like, drawn like that. I'm not a holic, but it's...
Yeah.
It's You know, I like my occasional banana cream pie to be sure, but I can walk past a cupcake.
It is weird to have a dream that you like spoiled all your hard work, but anyway.
I can't believe you had a dream of smoking. Was it a Cuban? Was it a Swisher Sweet?
It was a generic, you know.
All right. And you found matches in your coat pocket?
This morning, and I haven't had them in a decade.
That's weird.
Let me tell you about the TV of your dreams.
All right.
The LG OLED is on a kind of a Black Friday sneak peek sale. So we've got this thing at $19.99. That's the 55-inch. The 65 is $1,000 higher. It's the best TV, pound for pound, picture-wise, that there is on the market. If you read Rich Warren's Electronic Cottage column,
yeah,
in Sunday's Gazette, he bought one. So, in fact, he bought it here. And he's a professional equipment reviewer. This was his choice for himself. It would be, frankly, my choice for myself. It's the one thing in this store I want to take home. There's an extra $200 off of it through Saturday. If you need sound to go with it, we've got a Polk Audio. It's called the Magnify Mini. It's no bigger than a brick in your house, but it sounds enormous. It fills the whole room. It's got a subwoofer on the side, but it's this little thing that's just unbelievable for enhance the sound. So check out those couple of specials at gvibes.com and come in and see us.
All right, so OLED, do I need to control light in the room, or is that just going to beam?
Oh, no, this thing's brighter than all get out.
And it would be ridiculous in 4K, whatever broadcast in that, right?
You should see it. It's to die for. You have seen it.
I have seen it. And you said $19.99 for 55, $29.99 for 65.
At least through this weekend. It's supposed to go back up $200. We'll see. But
And you can't describe how good this looks, right? I mean, you really got to go in and see it.
It's the best thing you can get for the money, and maybe the best thing you can get, period.
What is it? What does sports look like on the darn thing?
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
The Cubs still aren't going to win on it, though.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes, North Prospect before Bloomington Road in Champaign. So there you go, OLED. If you stop by their shop, it's right before Bloomington Road, left-hand side as you're driving north on Prospect. And if you stop in, you can see the OLED going. And you'll look at it and you go, oh, how many pixels are, wow. I mean, it just holds, it like it's jumping at you.
It looks cool.
It's just really vivid colors. And all right, it's 5 till. We're going to get Congressman Rodney Davis, who's in town. Chat with him coming up in our next hour. And I just blanked. What else are we doing next hour? I got
to
look.
Oh, yeah. Comedians are coming into Addie's this weekend.
We're going to chat with some comedians coming in to entertain us at Addie's. So we'll do that as well. The Cubbies lose 6-1. Does not feel or look good. Can they win one? I don't know.
Can we win four?
Very unlikely. Oh, by the way, Dallas Keuchel pitches for Houston, and Houston-LA would be a heck of a matchup. I don't know if the Yankees can beat Dallas Keuchel. In 219 at-bats against the Yankees, he's given up zero home runs. The Yankees are a home run-hitting team, and they're like 8-28 when they don't hit a home run in a game, and they're facing one of baseball's best, Dallas Keuchel, for the Houston Astros. So if the Yankees can win today, I think they can make it. If they lose, it's over. This is the game. And the Cubs, of course, have to win or they keep it going. And then, you can get a ticket to Chicago Wrigley Field for the National League Championship Series for $74, which is unbelievable. That tells you how the energy has left the building.
8 o'clock tonight, though, on US 105.9.
Yep. ESPN 93.5, your Fox Next 757. It's official. Weekends are now reserved for football, so come watch it in Buffalo.